Welcome to another episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Summer seems to be a great time to revisit the notion that we are social creatures. Whether that be at outings with our family and friends or connecting with our neighbors on the way to the mailbox, at a backyard barbecue, or even at a joint garage sale. In today's podcast, I want to combine some thoughts that have been swirling around in my brain for a few months. In podcast episode number 7, during which I shared some tips to save money and reduce waste, I spoke a little about one of the presentations from the Plant-Based Prevention of Disease, PPOD, conference held in North Carolina that I attended back in May. As I flew home from that conference, I spent some time reflecting about the experience as a whole and the themes I saw emerge through the 3 days, not only during the presentations, but also from the spaces in between. In this episode, I want to talk about one of those themes and help relate it to your world. The theme I want to discuss is connections. PPOD was truly an experience where you were surrounded by hundreds of people who weren't strangers. Rather, they were just friends you hadn't met yet. There was an amazing level of compassion. People were there because not only was it important to them, but it was their true north. It aligned with their personal and/or professional mission. As my friends and plant-based leaders in Michigan, Paul Chatlin, founder of the Plant-Based Nutrition Support Group, PBNSG.org, and longtime plant-based physician Bob Brakey, shared during their presentations, we can move from transactional to transformational interactions with patients. There wasn't any hint of competition, rather true collaboration. How can we all help each other thrive? We couldn't have been more different, from continents to cultures, chronological ages to careers, life experiences and life circumstances, people who've just had heart attacks to cardiologists who've treated them. But somehow, we all felt safe to connect without judgment. It was just understood that we were all on the path to greater wellness for ourselves and our communities, for our planet and all who inhabit it. It may sound idealistic, but it was not only real. In the words of Margaret Mead, we must do this. We can't wait for someone else to save us. I felt honored and to be charged with this mission to make these changes, sustain these actions, and share what I know to enable others to decide and then take their own actions. I want to help inspire you to take action around creating and strengthening connections. So here are 2 major ways. First, you can start with strengthening connections with those you already know by making plans to spend time together and perhaps even connecting on a different level or through a different activity. Maybe a trip to the farmer's market, a concert at a local community park, a night out at a comedy club. Identifying a few plant-based whole food recipes, perhaps from my website, and doing a cook together, or meeting at a local high school track or indoor mall for an early Saturday morning walk. I'm sure that if you spent a few minutes brainstorming, you could come up with at least a few people in your life outside of your immediate circle who you would enjoy spending time with and a list of activities that would be fun. Now, before we get ahead of ourselves, how many times have you said to a friend, "We really need to get together," yet time tends to just speed right by? So how do you prevent this list from sitting dormant? What's the secret to making this happen? The answer, actually putting it on your calendar. Our calendars are the sacred space reserved for both time and date specific events. And at least in my life, everything else tends to get worked around what's in my calendar. Prioritize connections by using the power of your calendar. Even if you end up having a conflict come up and you can't make the original get-together, don't abandon it. Just get it rescheduled and commit to making it happen. Now, a little aside. In addition to someone that you might be able to meet up with in person, identify someone in your life who may not live close to you with which you could foster a closer connection. Email, text, or call them, or even better, start with a handwritten note. Brian Buffini is a self-made entrepreneur from humble beginnings in Dublin, Ireland, who has created a wildly successful training company focused on supporting the real estate industry. He is very wise, and his company, as well as the principles he lives by, have certainly stood the test of time. He realized early on that customer referrals in the real estate industry were exceedingly valuable, so he developed systems to deliver exceptional customer service, and a cornerstone has been and continues to be handwritten notes. Especially in this age of technology and instant messaging, many of us forget the power of a personal note. Just think about how good it feels to receive a just because handwritten note in between the bills and the junk mail. The second strategy I would encourage you to consider is to find new connections. Just like I mentioned when I talked about the attendees at the Peapod conference being made up of a huge group of friends who hadn't met yet, there are so many people in this world who you would really enjoy connecting with, and you'll just never know how and when you'll cross paths. One way to support this process is to seek out groups who participate in activities that appeal to you. Meetup.com has become a wonderful resource for connecting people. While there are thousands of different groups, you might want to start with one that is organized around plant-based eating. Our local veg meetup groups in Sacramento are very active, and I always meet several new people and feel recharged after attending an event. There is also an international walking group called Volksport, which organizes non-competitive walking and jogging events at www.ava.org. And they create maps of walking routes in the community. Our local club, Sacramento Walking Sticks, has developed and distributed free route maps all over town that include the distance, level of difficulty, and whether it is accessible for wheelchairs and/or strollers. In addition to a variety of events throughout the year, they set up a hot August night walks program to get people together to walk in the evenings, completely at their own pace. You never know who you might meet during one of those walks. Time for the action steps, and I think this actually lends itself to the four P's we've discussed in previous podcasts. Remember, plan, prep, play, and pause. Let's apply it to connections. Plan. Reach out to someone and decide on an activity to strengthen your connection. Prep. Put it in your calendar and make any necessary arrangements, like buying tickets if necessary. Play. Leave any expectations behind so that you can be present, relax, and just enjoy yourself and being social. Pause. Take a few minutes to reflect on the experience, including highlights and anything that lightened your spirit or made you laugh. Think about what you'd like to do next time with that friend, as well as if you'd like to do that same activity with someone else you know. Bonus. Start a list of people who you could write a personal note to. Challenge yourself to get at least 5 people on the list to begin with. Write out a note before you go to bed tonight, even if you have to write that one on a random piece of paper or stationery from a past hotel stay. The important step is to write it out. Add a recurring reminder on your calendar to write and send a personal note each week. If you don't have any cards, stop by the local dollar store and purchase a few packages of blank cards tomorrow. It's Timmery Hagenberger, and I am signing off for another episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Please send me any questions you'd like me to answer or topics you'd like me to consider for future episodes by contacting me at thenutritionprofessor.com or directly via email at thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Have a fabulous week, and don't forget, life is so much better when you love the food that loves you back.